When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Coming to you live from the Cross Country Mortgage Campus in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Bo Bishop and Nathan Zagura.
Hey there, let's do it live on a First Friday Miracle edition of the program. Beerly Bo, the great Z, glorious, sun-kissed First Friday. How you living, buddy?
No, it's not.
Really? You sit I just walked across the street. It was awesome.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You, sir, sleep on a bed of lies.
All right, here's I got a take for you that I don't think you're going to like.
Let me write this down.
Or you might find it controversial.
Okay.
I want to give the caveat that... No, I'm not even going to. Let's just do it.
I'm writing it down.
I enjoy today and what is happening today more than I enjoyed what was happening during what I would call Saltapalooza. And I think part of that could be as an owner of a black vehicle.
Clean car.
I have a clean car. My windshield is clean. I can see out of it. Okay. It's not, I'm not having to worry about the fact that big salt's in bed with big fluid.
Right.
I'm able to just go about my life.
Yeah, and the salts and the fluids are running. They're irrelevant at this point.
Truth of the matter is, not doing much outside anyway. Under either of those conditions. Now, do I find a snowstorm better than a rainstorm? Of course I do.
Sure you do. Yeah.
But I'm saying, given what the salt utilization of 2024.
The overutilization of
salt.
That's
right.
I think what happened is, I think for the last couple of years, they haven't used much salt. And so they have salt barns that are chock full.
Just
and they're like, to hell with it. 60 coatings of salt.
They're flush.
I've never seen salt like this.
They're flush.
They're flush with salt.
By the way.
Okay, can I respond?
Yes. And then we'll have an addendum.
I concur.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'd much rather. I would much rather. Now. I like it. Here's ideal winter: snow, blue sky, bluebird, sun. Perfect.
Great.
Perfect. But
love
we don't
it.
Get that very often.
No.
Rarely. So if that can't be the case, then I will take this for many of the same reasons you do. I am anti big salt. I am anti big fluid. I have no interest in either one of them. I take this for certain.
The only downside to this, relative to that, dogs going out in the muck.
Dogs going out in the muck. You're looking at, we are viewing this obviously through an entirely a driving prism and a car owner prism.
Yes.
Dogs going out in the muck is a disaster. Buddy was a mess.
Well, and the other part is I also feel safer just as a human walking around. Like, when you get on those icy sidewalks or even in your driveway.
Yeah, sure.
Once it's rained, you're just walking like a normal person. You're not.
Yeah. I will say, though, like in Saltapalooza, as you called it, the one thing that I trust is that the road, that you're not going to hydroplane. So the road's going to be good. So that's why that's the salt positive is that the roads are going to be good. They're going to be firm. They're going to be ready to go. coming over here today on the turnpike, there were a couple of hydroplane-y situations.
Feels.
Really?
Yeah, there were a couple of feels of the
What are we rocking? What are we rocking for the rubber?
Well, it's possible that we may need to we may need some new shoes. That could be part of it too.
Yeah.
But we don't want to invest in the new shoes if we're going to get an entirely new operation. So that's where we're at.
True. But
so
provided
the new infrastructure could be here within the week.
Oh.
And if that's the case, I don't want to invest.
I do. Here's the only thing I'd say. And maybe you're investing for the new. You should have snows on. The all seasons are good, but you should have snows on.
I don't need the all seasons because I have the 19s. So on the 19 rims, I'm good with the all season. I don't need snow. Okay. So I'm okay with that. But if I what I'm thinking I'm doing on the next,
21,
then I'm going to need to have, and that's already been part of the conversation.
Yeah, okay. We will have a swap
that's going to have to occur. So I'm fine with it. It's a mess on dogs.
Yes.
It's walking in here. I would rather be cold than wet. And yeah, I was wet walking. I mean, it's coming down pretty good right now.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing going on
right
at this time of year. And that, you know, I hope that at some point we get figured out. There are two things that I want figured out.
Okay.
One relates to roads. One relates to something else. And I'll get to that in a second. First, roads. For the love of goodness.
Yeah.
Why do municipalities in this area insist upon making their roads out of concrete? Where they have to pour it, it's sectioned into those little kind of squares. Yeah.
I do feel like that's specific to you, because I don't run into that a lot.
So Mayfield, on the way to my daughter's school, they're all like that.
They're all the concrete road.
And so they did it like last winter. They're destroyed.
Of course they are.
Already.
Yeah.
Falling apart, fractured, rocks everywhere, holes everywhere. And that's the other part about having this tough rain, freeze program.
Yes.
Is you're looking, right? Dude, I can only imagine what the ride to and from Indy is going to be like, because right now it's becoming crazy. It's becoming Frogger around here.
Yeah, it's bad. So also the other part here with the salting is
The salt attacks.
The salt attacks. And so like you have the pockmarks in your driveway from the salt trucks spinning it out. So yes, cosign. Oh, we have some breaking news. Miles Garrett voted Defensive Player of the Year by the Pro Football Writers of America. Now, this is not,
it's not the AP.
The AP.
Right.
So the AP will be on February 8th at the NFL Honors, but the Pro Football Writers did vote Miles the Defensive Player of the Year.
You hope it's kind of like, you know, when people are like racking up Golden Globes on the road to the Oscars, that you hope that carries forward, because certainly very deserving. And I think that we've gotten to a place in football education and football knowledge as a fan base. We have a smarter, I think, fan base than ever before. And people who cover football are more intelligent about the game than ever before. That I think if this happened, I'd even say 5 years ago, but certainly 10 years ago, that he had kind of the sack swoon that he had over the final seven games, that that would preclude him from winning an award such as this. And I think now with the increased knowledge base of there are other ways to impact and affect the game. And one of the ways that you can see that is into the respect and the change in a game plan by an offense in regards to you that I think he has. I think he has a chance to win.
Well, and you're
hello, Gibby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Gibby.
You're thinking that this leads to bigger things, and it very well could be. Lamar Jackson was voted by the by them NFL MVP.
Yeah.
That would trend the right way. And then running back Christian McCaffrey, offensive player of the year.
So that would be
that was right where we had it.
You would be right down the line there.
Yeah.
That's where we had it.
If he does win it, will he be the first major award winner from this organization since Sipe?
Who won the MVP?
MVP, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year? Like
those are the ones your kids. He was defensive rookie, was he? That's not major.
I think, like, player of the year. I understand the rookie part of it, but I mean, like, the big boys.
I just want you to know that in this town, a leg lamp is considered a major award.
That's a fact. It's a fact. I can't argue it. That's true.
It popped in my head, and I was just like,
"True,
no,
it's a major award."
Yeah,
it's very
major award.
It's a major award. Yeah, for sure. He's not pleased.
Look at him.
He's in a. It looks like he's in a boot. Is he in a Chelsea?
Look at him.
It's a Chelsea boot.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It's a. It's a Swacket with some jeans. Look at that. He's ready. He's ready to toss some hay on the Ponderosa.
I was gonna say he's ready to go to. Helena. He could go to Helena or
Helena. But same.
Yeah, same. St. Helena.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's great. Been there. Fantastic. Yeah.
You think somebody who grew up there would know it better than I do.
Yeah, you would. You would. That's okay.
I always had my eyes on Cali.
You had that. You were thinking about wine country and all
the gold rush.
And,
head west.
Yeah, head west, young man. The bonanza is there. Yeah, so he's got to be. Sipe, right?
Yeah.
That's I know there's nothing offensively looking at defense
like
right
defensive
now.
Player of the year. It wouldn't be
a defensive player.
No, because there aren't even that many first team all pros.
No, they're not.
You know, Clay didn't have that. Michael Dean Perry had it, but he wouldn't have won defensive player of the year.
No. No, you're right. Sipe was the MVP in 1980, so 43 years later.
A major individual award winner.
A major award.
No, that would be
it just struck
since
me
Sipe winning the MVP. Yeah.
It struck me when we said it that it's been
deep.
Because Hoff doesn't do anything that can win him a major award. Although his mustache right now could win a major award over in
that
Germany.
That blew my mind when I saw that today. We hadn't seen him. There's Stones, young Stones.
Where is he? We haven't
Where's
even
he been?
Seen this
I haven't
guy.
Seen him in forever.
Where is he?
He's got a nice. Yeah. He's smiling,
oh,
though.
A little pep in
he's
his
happy.
Step. How
he's
about
happy?
It? I wonder why.
What happened to his boy, the dog? I saw he had the cone.
Fixed.
Oh. Fixed. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why Stone's been.
What's
on
the
assignment.
What's the is it Woodrow? What is the is it
Woodford? Come on,
I know, but I didn't know if it
Parker
was
Parker Beam. Come on,
Parker Beam. Yeah, I didn't know if it was Woodford or Woodrow from Lonesome Dove. I would probably call Woodford Woodrow is probably what I would call
I
him.
I call him Woody
or Woody. Yeah, yeah, that's good. So he lost the. That's a tough one. When I said goodbye to Buddy Garrity that morning and. Listen, buddy.
You're going
to
come back a little different, buddy.
Things are going to be a little different.
They
pal.
Should play that. Some vet should play that song.
Poor guy.
on like
well, and now
fixing days.
So, like when we on the Ponderosa, we you know you got the vet comes out and there's eight horses laid out and you do them all at once and so it's just like they're all that's laying there. They put them under and they just lay on there in the pasture and he just goes from one to the next and when they're under. So I've seen this many times in my life. And. The one thing that was different when they did it with Buddy is like they left the carrying case. And that wasn't anything that I'd ever seen before.
Excuse me, they offered you the ability to take home what
no,
had
no,
been
no, no,
severed?
No, no, no. If you take out the minerals.
Do you want to
the
come over here
the minerals
and have this
were in a carrying case, right? We all have them. We all have a carrying case. If you take the minerals out, there's still a case. It's just empty. Follow?
So they left that there?
They left that part.
I've never heard of that.
Well, Ace is not a dude.
No, she's
so you
not.
Would know, maybe.
My, I used
would they
to,
do that with Woodrow? Did they leave the carrying case?
I haven't fully checked it out.
You haven't examined?
No, he's yeah. I just you know.
Dude,
he's
the guy hasn't he rolled over on his back for a little petting?
No, he just sleeps. We'll get there.
Yeah, get there.
Yellowstone,
young
can.
Stones. Yeah, I think you're going to find that there's still a carrying case, which was a shocker to me.
When I was in a young man, high school, I want to say. And I would mow some lawns for some extra cash.
Yeah.
I went to a friend of my mom's house, Kathy Ramos, and she rescued greyhounds, I want to say.
Okay.
Or maybe what I think that's right. I think I have this right. This next part of the story I 100% have right. I think they're greyhounds, but they might have been the mini ones that kind of look like greyhounds that are, I don't know.
Whip it? Like a whippet?
Maybe like a, you must whip it. Maybe. I think it was,
maybe.
I think they were greyhounds. I think she rescued greyhounds.
All
I think I have that right. I remember going over there one day after one of the greyhounds had to be fixed.
Yep.
And they had attached a pair of rubber unfixins.
There was a simulated
minerals case the whole
odd
like
choice.
That, you know, that you see on the back of like those trucks sometimes,
like on purpose, like for his mental health.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. I've never heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a thing.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
You think
he'd
know the difference?
Right.
I feel like you'd know the difference pretty quick.
I mean, and it looked like a jelly molded thing.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. I did not have that. I did not have that. Did I tell you guys what I did with the boys when we got Buddy, when Buddy lost his? I told them, I said, listen, this is part of it's overpopulation in the country, and your mother and I have to decide. One of you gets to keep theirs, and the others don't. They go. So the oldest, right, like pretty quick, NBC was like, this is nonsense. But like Bootsy and Beamsy were like, wait, what? And I said, so you're all going to have to make your case. One of you can be a father and have that, but we have too many people in this country, and we gotta.
They remembered this?
I just did it like 6 months ago. When Buddy Garrity lost his,
are they like asking if there can be like a competition?
Oh, I stopped
to
it.
Settle?
I said, okay. No, I was like, now make your case. Who do you think we should keep?
Did anybody advocate for somebody
no,
other than themselves?
No, of course not. They're selfish. Of course not. No. Of course, I don't blame them. If I was in that shoe, I'd advocate for myself.
Sorry, dude.
What do I need to do, Dad?
There's nobody that I love as much.
There's nobody I love more than me. Right. I mean, come on. What are you talking about? All right, you were at the Cleveland Sports Awards last night. How'd that go?
What a big T transition.
You look great. I love great. That look. I love that. You have that beautiful, like, garnet maroonish.
It's like a wine, yeah.
It's
like
gorgeous. A Merlot, perhaps, with a nice black hoodie. You look great. Fantastic.
Thank you.
I love your red carpet appearance.
It was cool. So I remember I've gone to this thing since a while ago, and apparently it even was at different locations prior, but I think like probably 10, at least 10, 11 years. And it used to be at the Renaissance Hotel downtown in one of the ballrooms, and it was very nice. This was at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and it was really cool. They had the full scoreboard was working as kind of the video board. It was a pretty special night. And you had a lot of people, obviously, who support Cleveland sports were there. And I had a blast. So we ended up doing the final award, myself and Chris Rose, which was the moment of the year.
Yep. That's best picture. That's the give me the Oscars equivalent. That's the Oscars equivalent.
Basically,
best picture.
Yes, okay. I believe so. Yeah. It's
what were the nominees? Do you recall?
So there weren't nominees in this case.
They just said this is it.
This is the
so
best
it's not
moment.
Like, and we have
no,
Donovan
so,
Mitchell
so what
scoring
was,
70. And
so
no.
Chris talked about Donovan Mitchell scoring 70. We talked about, you know, Terry Francona, Tito, retiring the greatest manager in Guardians history. And then we talked about the Browns and some of the moments and Flacco fever and this, that. And then my job was to say, well,
and here
let's
it is.
Not talk about them. Let's watch.
What's that?
The
bro?
Best one. Well, great. That's what I should have done. Here's my do-over. Here's
do
my do-over.
Yeah, here do it right, the right way.
And now I'd like to direct your attention to the video boards to watch a video as we present the best moment in Cleveland sports 2023. Well, how about it?
That's what should have happened. That's what I wanted. Is that
right? Oh, God, great.
How'd you miss that? What an opportunity.
Sad. It's too. I think if I had you there to remind you, I was too like locked in on.
Yeah.
Getting it done, but and then what junkie. Happened was
yeah.
So it's funny. I got home last night, and Miss K asked me what was the moment of the year. And I said, well, I'm not sure. I said, I'm not exactly sure.
All right.
So I'm going to present to you the facts,
okay,
as I know them.
Okay.
Number one, we talked about the Mitchell thing. Talked about Tito. We talked about the Brown season and all of that. Talked about Jim Donovan. Coming back and smashing the guitar and overcoming all the adversity that he faced, the team faced. Then I throw to this video. And on the video plays some images and sounds of Donovan's calls. There's, I think, a Herb Street, this city deserves it.
Okay.
So there is a good deal of footage of the Thursday night clincher against the Jets.
Yeah.
A good deal, not exclusive. There was also footage of our win over the Bears. There was footage of our win over the Arizona Cardinals. Sione Takitaki's interception against the Cardinals made it in there. There were clips from a field goal against the Steelers, a sack against the Steelers. So there were clips of the whole season interspersed, but majority was still Thursday night. But then it wasn't like the Browns clinching the playoffs on Thursday night was the moment. It was just that video played. And then Joel Bitonio was introduced to come accept the award.
I mean, I'm looking at the category, and in the quote here, I think Uno probably has this right, quote, best moment in Cleveland sports.
Oh, right, yeah.
Not moments. How about it?
How about it?
But it wasn't a moment, so then it wasn't.
It was a video
montage. It should have just been the Thursday night game.
I think what they're saying is that this Browns team making the playoffs was the best moment. And so there were
Yeah, but just make don't overthink it. Like it just it's Thursday. That was it.
That's the conclusion moment. That I came to.
If I were producing this,
yes,
like the Oscars, you know, the Oscars are produced.
Yes.
I would have just made this much simpler and just made it the Thursday night performance.
A little montage
That's the
of
moment.
That ending with Donovan saying the playoffs are
yeah,
back.
Yeah, the playoffs
in Cleveland.
Are back in Cleveland. The end. Full stop.
The end. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and that's it. So that would have been the best moment. This would be a little bit like Christopher Nolan's up for best director for Oppenheimer, and you show clips of like Batman Begins.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think like the moment, that's the moment. It's the Thursday. That's the one.
So there was also a pretty cool thing last night
okay.
at the Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame, or somebody who was inducted into the Greater Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame and then got a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was the Canton native Renee Powell.
Okay.
Who is a trailblazer as a black female golfer. Her father was a golfer. They opened a course that's in Canton. Her father designed it, and she still runs it. I thought it was Cedar View, but I'll figure it out. She went to Central Catholic anyway, and she's done this thing to help, you know, female veterans. And she, watching her video was Clearview Golf Club in East Canton. The first golf course in the United States designed, built, and owned by an African-American opened its first nine holes in 1948, the second nine added in 1978, and Renee is the head professional carrying on her father's legacy. She was so cool. The video they did on it was incredible, and so she was right before we did our award, and I was like blown away. I'm like, this is
awesome.
It was awesome. So I want to go play this course, very much so. I feel like I got to do it. I want to go play this Clearview.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It was really cool. It was a very nice event.
Night.
The whole floor was full. Some of the lower bowl even was full.
They do a good job.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It really was. It was incredible. It was great to see Chris, who's such a fine man. We had a good time together. And had to see Joel. And Joel still got a pretty good hitch in his giddy up, still in a boot.
I saw that. I saw the imaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said we were talking about how, you know, in AB's speech, he mentioned that, you know, Joel Bitonio coming back out of the locker room was such a big just testament to just the character of this team and the locker room and the culture and all of that. And so I was talking to him about it, and he goes, he's like, it would have been a lot cooler if I did that and we won. He's like, afterwards, I'm like, what happened there? He said, I wouldn't have changed it, obviously, but, you know, it would have been a lot cooler. And he said, the other thing, it would have been a lot cooler to kind of have that, like, Willis Reed moment if we were at home. He's like, because I jogged out there, and I thought, you know, all right, maybe we'll
get a little juice.
It's like silence in Houston. And I told him, I said, well, don't worry. We did, on the broadcast, we got excited.
Thrilled to see him coming back out.
Antonio's jogging out. He's like, well, I wasn't really jogging. I was more like hobbling. But
yeah,
said, we got excited for you.
Did you get a chance to talk to Stump?
Mitchell?
Last night? Yeah.
No. Was he there?
Well, I just was wondering. It feels like he's talking to everybody. I didn't know if he was talking to you. I mean, maybe you ran into him last night at the sports
awards. I did not.
Okay. Very good. All right. So there you go. We did hear from some people. Maurice Hurst. We have Joel Bitonio. AB was there. We're going to get into all that coming up next. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, sports betting partner of Cleveland Browns, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, welcome back into Cleveland Browns Daily. Bowen off season Z. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I'm appreciative of that acknowledgement.
So there were a great deal of a great many people were at this thing last night, and some luminaries. Let's start with Maurice Hurst on what he thought made this team special this year.
It's just the emphasis on bringing in the right guys that are made of the right stuff. You know, guys that don't really complain, guys that show up to work every day, guys that aren't selfish but want everyone to succeed. You know, I always tell everyone that our best players are not necessarily the most vocal, but they lead by example, and that's something that's really special. I mean, you see a lot of teams that blow up just from their stars, you know, being outlandish on the sidelines and, you know, all the drama and in the media, and our guys would never be like that. There would never be a guy that, you know, would be more about himself than our team.
Yeah, not enough is talked about. We talk, obviously, about the catastrophic injuries to the top-line players, but it was guys like him and
totally.
McLeod. Like, it was the depth guys who were great.
Great.
Key depth guys.
Yeah.
Contributors. We lost a bunch of them, too. And he was, when we played this, I thought, God, that's right. He lost him for the year, too.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible, man.
A lot of casualties.
There were. Yeah. As you mentioned, Joel Bitonio was at the awards last night. He was asked directly about the reports of Alex Van Pelt leaving, who, as we said, reportedly
on the reports that AP is reportedly leaving. I want to have that another reportedly.
And that he reportedly interviewed in L.A.
Vegas.
Sure. With the Raiders. Here is Joel Bitonio on that.
I loved AVP. He was a great guy and did a lot of good things for us. You know, I know him and Coach Stefanski and, you know, really the whole staff does a great job of getting us in the right plays. You know, I knew nothing about it, you know, until I saw it on Twitter like everybody else. So it's always a little bit of a surprise. I think Coach Stefanski just wants to continue to tweak things. He did some things on defense last year and some things on, you know, offense now this year and special teams as well last year. But I have nothing but good things to say about AVP. He was a great dude. He truly embodied that, like, play for your brother attitude with us. And you never want to see guys leave, but the NFL is one of those things where you have turnover in the rooms, you have turnover in the coaching staff, and it's one of those things we're going to, you know, hopefully bring in some guys that can continue to help elevate us.
Well, I do think when you talk about a person in the past,
I know where you're going to go already.
He's alive. He still is a great guy.
Still a great guy.
Yeah. He's still a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just not, reportedly, he's just not here.
Reportedly.
But he's still a great guy. Yeah. Brian Callahan officially got the job in Tennessee.
Yes.
Today. Who knows what that
They're
will.
They're saying.
I know.
The word on the street is.
Reportedly that it won't be a problem.
We're safe with Bill.
Yeah. So maybe he's like your relationship with Pedro and mine with Big J, where it's like separation. Stay separated.
I don't want any of that yoke.
I don't want that yoke. Maybe he's like, I'm not working for that kid. I couldn't stand him. I barely raised him. I don't know. It felt like a layup.
Here's the thing.
That you would go work for your son. Like, that's a once in a billion chance.
Okay, but at the same time, when you're the coordinator, you usually get to hire your staff. The offensive coordinator usually gets to set the offensive staff. And Callahan was the OC for the Bengals. I realize they have an offensive-minded head coach, but I'm pretty sure anybody in their right mind would have, yeah, we'd love to have Bill Callahan.
Typically that is, but because Taylor calls the plays down there, I wonder if, you know, like, did AVP.
Still working. I
did
work
AVP hire Callahan or did.
In our case, it was, yeah.
You know, like, right. The head coach, you know.
Sure, they
so
all
maybe,
work together.
Yes, obviously you'd want Bill. I'm trying to think of the timeline of all that. Was Bill here? Was he already here when Zach got the job down there?
So Bill's been here the whole time.
That Kevin has.
So 2020.
Yeah.
So, and Brian.
Oh, Zach's been there before that. So he would have been there before
Brian's
that.
Been the Bengals coordinator since 19.
Yeah, because that was the year before. Because first year they went, like,
yeah.
Tank for Joe.
Yes.
And so he would have been there then. Well, then you can understand why Bill maybe. He also understands how transient this business is. Like, am I going to go down to Cincinnati and they could get run in 1 year?
Yep.
So versus a more stable position with much better overall talent to deal with here. So that's possible. But I do think it would be – it feels like something that would happen, that would happen. But reportedly, we're in a good spot with it. Here's Joel Bitonio on Bill Callahan.
Yeah, Coach Callahan's been instrumental, you know, for us. I think he's helped develop a bunch of us on the line. We're thankful for that. He's one of the hardest workers, you know. I know he puts in the time with us, and he's a big part of the run game and the scheme and protections. But then, you know, your son gets hired as a head coach, and I know we have, you know, the organization, the players. We appreciate what he's done, and hopefully he's here for us next year. But if your son calls, you know, you might need to take that phone call as well. That's pretty special stuff. So I think we understand either way, and you know, we're hopeful he's still around for us to help us next year.
Who knows, man?
Well,
who knows?
How about it?
All that'll work. AB was there, and he accepted the defensive player or the athlete of the year. Cleveland athlete of the year went to Myles Garrett. Is that the truth? That's the real truth?
That is the real truth.
So he accepts it in Myles's wake, and here is what Andrew had to say about the importance that Myles has and him winning defensive player of the year for the organization.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, you know, seeing Myles from when we drafted him number one overall at Texas A&M and to see the work and effort that he's put into it behind the scenes, obviously everybody knows he's talented, but we view him as a player who's been dominant, super productive ever since he's entered the league. And we feel like his, you know, his work on the field hasn't always been nationally recognized, to be quite honest. And so just having a historically great player on a historically great defense and everything we were able to accomplish this year with him being a huge part of it, it would be really important to us organizationally.
It feels almost like a Heisman campaign. I think it's happened in the middle of the season
that they started for the last month.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that these things are effective. That's what people do, Heisman campaigns, because they're effective. So you get somebody.
And Oliver on a steed.
And Oliver on a gorgeous steed. You get, it's what they were able to do is they put it consciously, they put it into the voter's mind to look at something other than the sack number. And they talked pressures and win rates and all of those things. And so when you do that, it makes voters aware of something that maybe they were otherwise wouldn't be. And that's how it works. I mean, it's hard to win a Heisman just on a Heisman campaign, but you could certainly get to the Downtown Athletic Club on one.
Here's the smartest thing they did.
Yeah.
And it's along the lines of what you said, but it was one other point that they made.
Okay.
And it was, they said two things. They said, put the tape on.
Yeah.
And look at the attention and the difference in a team's game plan when they have to deal with Myles Garrett versus anybody else in the league. So that, I think, was, okay, watch that. And then the second thing he says, talk to any offensive coordinator in the league. And guess what? The Associated Press, they all cover the teams. They have the ability to talk to those coordinators. They have relationships, I'm sure, and can say, all right, what did you think?
Yeah.
Myles Garrett, defensive player of the year? Well,
how about it?
So I think that's what's going to get. I think that was a very nice.
Nice touch.
Yeah. It was like Poseidon's trident. Don't look over here, sack numbers. Look here, pressure and win rate. Watch tape and talk to people. Boom.
Boom.
Defensive player of the year.
I like it. Brick killed a guy. He had a trident.
With a trident, yeah.
With a trident. Here's AB on Jim Schwartz's impact.
Yeah, I think Jim's influence on really the entire defense was enormous, quite honestly. I think Myles is tailor-made for this defensive philosophy in terms of attacking and getting after the quarterback and rushing the passer. And I think, you know, Myles really took to it. He was a dominant force this year, and I think Jim's a huge part of that.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I agree.
Yes. Well said.
Yeah. All right, there you go. There's a little bit of that. We'll do a little thing or not a thing up next. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
For Team Injury Lawyers, dedicated every client every day, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk's proud partner of your Cleveland Browns. Time for a little thing or not a thing. And hello, Gibby.
Hi, boys.
How you doing, buddy?
So, was there some Harbaugh news going on?
This is on a group text. The Schneids says, hoping this is true. Schneid's a Michigan man. Per sources.
Who's reporting per sources?
Michigan Nation 2.
Oh.
Oh.
Boy. They reek of.
Here's his qualifications.
Give us it.
Here's his qualifications.
Yep.
This is what he's. Michigan Nation 2 does have a blue check mark.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I know. 11,700 followers. Could be just building
up. I have
up.
More followers than them.
His
should be all you need to know.
His where he writes his credentials and qualifications. It says, "I believe that we will win." Wolverines, Lions, Pistons, Red Wings, and Tigers.
Okay.
Sparty Trasher and Bucknut Smasher.
Okay.
What have you done to beat Ohio State today?
All right.
So I don't know.
So he's a type.
I don't know if he's. Is this the
sworn enemy of?
S.
It is a sworn enemy, and in fact, his header picture is a picture of Urban Meyer pushing Ryan Day in a baby carriage.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
I feel like it should be Harbs, though, right?
Yeah.
As a Michigan man.
Yeah, you'd think. All right, so they're saying that he's going to stay.
Come on.
That is the only way that would be.
Come
on. I think the only way that would be the case is if the Chargers decide not to hire him. He's got a second interview set up in Atlanta this week, too. So, I don't know. But just yesterday, Schefter was saying they were at the finish line with the Chargers. So, I don't know.
I'm telling you, he's flaking. Or he wants something that is just...
Here's the problem.
Astronomical.
Here's the problem. If he goes back to Michigan, he's going to have to wade through 100 miles of muck to get back to where they just were. Like, they have not behaved that way that he's coming back on the name, image, and likeness in the portal. They haven't done anything. They're not aggressive in recouping their roster. They are going to have NCAA sanctions.
He
wants that?
Like, you beat Ohio State three straight times.
You won the natty. Walk.
The walk.
It's not getting better.
Not any better.
No.
Nowhere to go but down, down, down. Yeah, no. You go ahead. You take that job.
Yeah, if it's offered.
All right. How about a little thing or not a thing?
Let's do it.
On a first
Friday. I got a thing or not a thing was the large amount of bison and beef chili I had for lunch. A good idea.
We've had one of these before.
Well,
perhaps
not. I can tell you this.
One of these before where you were just dying for me to get to a break.
Not right now.
We're not there yet, I'll let you know.
After yesterday's Festivus for the rest of us, I can tell you that there was no beef chili in my
I bet not.
Repertoire
when he walked
today.
Over, I was like, hey, man, you want to make on any of this chili?
Like,
no, thanks.
As a matter of fact, I do not.
No. It looked good, and they always have good chili. Yeah. The chili is always top of the line.
Can I ask you a question like Banya?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry. Why haven't they been able to make a great pillow?
Well, I don't know, Banya. I don't know why they haven't been able to make a great pillow.
I just want to put my head on a pillow that's comfortable every night.
Are you doing a bit, Banya?
No,
are you working on material?
I really want a good pillow. If anybody out there has a pillow that they think is the greatest
pillow. The Hoff's pillow. You don't use the Hoff pillow?
Then I'm like up here. And then
he doesn't like it.
Oh, I love the Hoff pillow. I've used it religiously since. No neck.
The one with it's the foam with the like thing.
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm a side sleeper too.
No, then your head's like in that.
No, you're. No, it's.
Is
no,
you
flip
using
it around
it
the other way? You use the other side?
No, you put your head in the thing, and then I go underneath, and it's perfect. I never have an issue. It's fantastic.
Maybe
he's using it wrong.
Do you flip it or what? I don't understand. Like, it works great.
So
there's a diagram on it that says this is how you should wear it if you're doing the side.
How do you get your arm under it though?
You put your
just like that.
Yeah, works great.
All right, I'm gonna
run it back. I had I think it's been spectacular.
So you put your head in the there's that head cradle.
Yeah, on the side.
I always do a little cradle.
Yeah.
Do you have that same pillow, Gibby?
I actually bought it for my wife.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that pillow.
All right, so maybe that's the one that's going to bring me back.
Yeah, the Hoff pillow.
The problem with this, it's not like a comfy pre-sleep pillow either. Like if you want to sit
so
up and watch.
You're a bed guy. You get in the bed and you watch the stuff. I go to the bed to sleep, among others. But I mean, really go there to sleep. That's the Yeah, that's it.
Primary function.
Yeah, I'm not going in there and like putting
on
a show.
You don't watch a TV show.
No, that happens.
No. We watch it.
That happens on the
outside. There's always a wind down.
Okay, so then that's that. You need to just do a pillow swap. You got to have comfy pillows for watching the wines and the nonsense. And then when that's done and it's time for sleepy time,
all right, I'm going to go
swap.
I'm going to go for it.
Swap it.
I'm going to redo it.
That's what you do.
Because I'm like, pillows are either. It's either too thick,
yeah, for sure,
or it's too thin, and then you combine the two that are thin. Yeah. That's too it's never right,
no.
And they lose their goodness.
I'm telling you, I've had two great pillows, back to back. The one that I had previous, and this one the Hoff had. They both have been great, both memory foam.
All right, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna run it back.
But I just think you're they're two different types of pillow. The one you're explaining is a pre-sleep pillow. So just have different pillows for that.
Yeah. That's I need a sleep. No, I care more about the sleep pillow. I want a sleep pillow.
Okay, so
that's what I'm.
Then just don't try to make it the pre-sleep pillow.
No,
you'll be fine. Pillow. I like it. I like where your head's at.
This is an important thing.
We fixed it.
It feels like it. At least we have at least we have a direction to go.
Yeah, you have a direction. You have a plan.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gibby.
Oh, you're fine. Thing or not a thing. This is compliments of our friends in Las Vegas. By the way, have you seen like? The cheapest hotel. Like, if you wanted to stay Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come in Friday night, leave Monday.
Talking Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl weekend. Cheapest hotel. Go.
I think this is nonsense. Not that the – I think that this doesn't reflect demand. I think that they are gouging.
1,000,000%.
But that as soon as the Super Bowl is announced, those things – if you were – I don't care what team you're rooting for. Do not buy a hotel in Vegas now.
No.
Do not reserve a hotel in Vegas now. Do it week of.
Go Airbnb.
And, dude, they got plenty of rooms.
There are plenty of capacity.
There's more rooms there. They could you could do three Super Bowls in Vegas. They don't have rooms. So I promise you, you are not going to have to pay what you're seeing
Caesar's
right now.
Caesars right now, to come in on Friday, leave on Monday, $7,000 for the weekend.
Yes. Excuse me?
That's $2,000
a night?
Yes.
That's never
the cheapest hotel on the strip is $1,100 for the weekend.
Yeah, so that's nonsense.
That's ridiculous.
That won't happen. That'll go away. Folks, if you're planning on going, just wait it out.
I will say, though,
yeah,
and maybe they've learned from this, but if you remember when the Formula One race was there, they did that?
Yeah.
And there was a ghost town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they clearly didn't lower the rates to let people last
they
second get
they probably waited too late.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, like Monday of Super Bowl week, those are going to go...
They're going to want people in rooms.
It's supply and demand.
Yes. They have more rooms than any place on the planet.
Yes.
And if you don't like that, just go get an Airbnb off the strip. I know you're not on the strip at that point, but Airbnb you could probably get for $200 a night.
They'll get. I just don't believe it. I think it's fake. I think it's not a thing, and I think you shouldn't buy into it.
And with that, we'll get it going. The most likely head coaches for each remaining vacancy, according to our friends in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Commanders.
In order.
Yes.
Top to bottom.
Commanders, number one, Ben Johnson. Number two, Raheem Morris. Number three, Dan Quinn. Number four, Bobby Slowick. And number five, Eric Bieniemy. Thing or not a thing, Ben Johnson, the leading, should be the next head coach of the Washington Commies. Bishop, if I actually ask that.
None of these things would be a thing. None of these coaches would be a thing in Washington. They are... tear down to the studs. They're going to draft a quarterback second overall. I have a hard time believing that any of the quarterbacks here, any of the candidates here, are going to be there by the time Jaden Daniels or Drake May is the quarterback of record and he's playing well for the Commies. This feels like a 2 or 3 year quarterback coach based on all of these. If I were them, I would probably lean towards Slowick from the standpoint of the only thing that matters to them is the quarterback they take at number two being given the best chance for success. So he just did it with C.J. Stroud, a rookie. There's some apples to apples there. They're going to draft a quarterback two overall.
But no, Ben Johnson?
I think these guys are all – I mean
– Ben Johnson's the hottest
what does that even mean?
Name.
What does that mean?
We'll find out in a few years. But, he's been given – he's been
I just
very
think
good for Detroit for 2 years.
For sure. I just think that the – hands-on experience Slowick had with Stroud might be something that would benefit Daniels or Drake May.
The only two people I said were a thing were Ben Johnson and Bobby Slowick.
That's it.
That's it.
From the Panthers side of things, number one in Vegas right now, Mike Vrabel.
Number two, who I don't even know if he's interviewed.
Mike's not dumb enough to do that.
Why would he go there?
He's not going there.
I don't know.
Unless it's just for.
Did you guys talk about yesterday? Their former player now is the GM.
Yeah, Dan Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Led into a conversation into Lee Kuechly.
Yeah. Kellen Moore is number two. Slowick number three. McDonald number four. Bieniemy number five.
To me, it's Slowick.
Slowick's the only guy here I would be have any interest in.
I mean, if they want to take McDonald out, I'm fine with that from a Ravens
He's
standpoint.
Great, but all that matters is Bryce Young.
Yes.
That's it. Everything else is eight.
Secondary.
Yeah. It's just you have to get him right or find somebody to put you in the best position to get him right.
In Seattle, number one, Dan Quinn. Number two, Vrabel, who, again, I don't know if he's interviewed there. I don't think he has. Evero, the Panthers DC, is number three.
He was a hot name. He was in, Denver.
Raiders, D.C. is number four. Slowick, number five for Seattle.
The only things I think, Dan Quinn, obviously the...
If you want to keep the
history there.
Yeah, the Pete Carroll lineage.
Vrabel. And it's interesting to me, the first four there are all defensive coaches, so it makes me feel like maybe that's something that they're interested in. And the one who makes sense to me, obviously, Slowick, is he just makes sense. He's
but, very good. I mean, they probably need to go start looking
and their
for
OC's
Geno Smith's
gone.
Replacement.
Their OC is gone. He went to Chicago.
Bears. Yeah.
And the guy that interviewed with us from Seattle last week interviewed with the Bengals to replace Callahan.
Yeah, everyone else,
really?
They're just putting it out there. Like, other teams are just throwing it out there.
That happened yesterday.
Yeah. Hmm. Quinn, would to me, fits. This would be the spot for him.
In Atlanta and L.A., the odds have closed in Vegas.
Oh, Belichick, geez, really?
Yeah. They're not allowing anything. Right. They think Belichick's going to Atlanta. I don't know what's taking so long there. Right. And I don't know what's going on with Jim Harbaugh other than he's probably flaking out and doing something dumb here.
Bo.
Why would you need a second interview with Bill Belichick?
You don't. Why do you need an interview with Bill Belichick?
Right. Like,
if you, want
you know
Bill
what you're getting.
To be his coach, your coach.
It's known. Yeah. Then the second part of that I'd understand is, so they interviewed Belichick, and then they're also interviewing some of these coordinator guys, right? Those two things are not the same. One of them is a force of nature, face of the operation, go win a Super Bowl now, get me Kirk Cousins, let's go. The other would be a developmental, let's find a young guy, let's make this work. Blank wants to win right away. It'd be kind of like if you went to a pet store. Let's say you went to a pet store.
Okay.
And the boy said, we want a pet. And the blonde and I went to a pet store. And we went and looked at the Golden Retrievers. And boy, this would be great. These guys are great. They're friendly. They're happy. And then I said, well, what about an alligator? Let's go look at the alligators. They're both pets, but the experiences are entirely different.
Quite.
And that's the way I feel about this. You're interviewing Belichick, but then you're also interviewing these coordinators. You're not looking for the same. These things are not different, or they're not the same in any way, right, other than they're both coaches in name.
I'm just amazed we haven't announced anything yet. The only one that's been announced is the Raiders, right?
Yep. And the Titans.
Titans have Callahan.
Yeah.
And the Raiders
and Pierce.
Brought Pierce back.
And New England. That's right.
Yeah. And New England got Mayo. Yeah. But that was in-house. Him. And the Raiders kept Pierce.
Yeah.
And that's official. That's done. Raiders kept Pierce.
Yeah.
All right. So you had one in-house, two in-house. So the only outside of the house hire that's happened so far is the Titans hiring Brian Callahan.
That's it.
They had no more Mike Vrabel. We got to have Brian Callahan.
Yeah. We got to go. This is the direction we got to go. That's a different operation, man. They're lucky they slid into Nashville.
Store.
Yeah, it is a spite store. Belichick, the only thing I could think holding up Belichick in Atlanta, and honestly Harbaugh to the Chargers. By the way, I think this Michigan stuff is smokescreen. I think it's Michigan trying to make it seem like they're doing all the things they can because the fan base wants to keep him.
Yes.
It's all been nonsense.
Correct.
That whole thing is – he's had a contract since the end of October that he could have signed to stay at Michigan. At any point, he could have signed it and been ready to go.
Again, what is there to do? What is there to accomplish?
Nothing. And he's always wanted to go back to the league. I mean, he interviewed for the Vikings job on National Signing Day.
Yes.
Like, he's done. So it's just a matter of if the Chargers – the only way he would go back to Michigan is if the Chargers didn't want him. And it seems like they do. So there you go. And I think it's a good hire.
By the way, if they didn't want him, Washington should want him.
Yes, for sure. Anybody.
How's Washington not want Belichick?
Should want him.
I don't think Belichick wants Washington.
Yeah.
Fair.
I think he.
Belichick is a.
If Belichick goes to Atlanta and part of that deal is Cousins, who feels like that would be a no-brainer then at that point. I don't think they'd go Fields. Because I think Belichick would want. Don't you think he'd want the Cousins?
But then where's Fields go?
Maybe Vegas?
That's the one that made the
Maybe the Steelers? Maybe the Denver Broncos?
Bite your tongue out. It's Pete talk.
NFC only.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, that to me, that's the easiest one is that. I mean, that he'd win 12 games next year in Atlanta with Cousins.
He completely has assessed the division. The reason
there's
no
question.
There's no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't a dummy. It's all set up for him there.
And I heard he was a big Bijan guy for my people.
Your sources, reportedly?
Sources say.
Sources do say.
Big Bijan.
All right, we're going to whip it. We're going to whip it coming up next. Is that correct?
Do.
Sure.
Did I miss something?
No, it's the CBD whip.
Okay, right, there you go.
Yep.
We're whip it. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And Bo here for my friends at Jim Beam. What do sports and Jim Beam have in common? Both are better when enjoyed with others. So grab a bottle, gather your friends, enjoy the game. Because with Jim Beam, you come as fans and you leave as family. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky. Drink smart. Time for the CBD whip. Hello, Gibbe.
Hi.
Yeah.
Well done, Paul.
Let's go.
Is this Paulus today?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
That's right. He's on.
Thank you, Nick. We had someone else last week. Oh, we had Kevin last week.
We had Kevin Arnold.
That's right. Kevin found us. A couple things from the Twitter machine before we start. Bo, you are the greatest father. This is Brownie and at AKMan42. Bo, you are the greatest father. I was dying listening to the One Son Can Procreate story. Reminds me of when our youngest was little, and we all told her she was a robot we bought, and for about 7 months, she kept trying to prove she was human. I think you might have gone too long with that joke.
People are crazy. That's great.
It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. You got to keep on their toes.
I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
By the way, I also received confirmation. I told you guys off air, but for those listening, that the story about those greyhounds was, in fact, 100% true and accurate. Was greyhounds did have fakes attached.
Yeah.
And it was important to the owner because I think she felt like she had hurt the dogs.
So this is 30-some years ago?
Yes.
To be that mental health conscious 30 some years ago, nobody knew what that was.
She was a caretaker.
That's fantastic.
She also made fun of my car backfiring and the engine not turning off sometimes.
The Nova?
Yeah. It's from 73. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
You're driving around in 96.
Come on. Yet they're making it happen.
Yeah.
Tulsa Uber Dog. He says, can we get a shout out for Shelby, Ohio, whose mascot is the Whippets? Yes. You just got one. It's a
Shelby.
Great. That's a great one. That's a good one. There's one in Southern Ohio, the Sherman Tanks.
That's really?
Great, which is great.
It's
yeah.
A great logo.
Yeah. Just, I think, south of Lancaster. There's one of those.
There's a logo. Epic.
No, that's where Stone's from.
Stones is from there? Well, he's from Lancaster. Yeah.
Yeah, from Lancaster.
Yeah, and they're the Gales, I believe. But there is the Sherman Tanks, which is pretty
Gales
great.
Gales is a solid one, too.
Yeah. So they're named after William Tecumseh Sherman, and then to be the Tanks?
Drive a tank right in. So game day, I don't know how football stadium.
I will say, Sherman, like, how hard is it to? It might be difficult to get your hands on a tank.
I don't know.
No, you got to have one.
I feel like
they probably have an old one sitting in front. But like, does it still drive from a surplus store?
Yeah, man, army surplus, military surplus.
You just pull up and get a tank.
Hold on a second.
Like, hey man, you got a tank?
You can
get the army navy store. You don't sell tanks.
Surplus store. You can get it from the military surplus. Yes, you could get an old decommissioned tank. I know it because when I was working on the hill,
like, you just give it to anybody.
I'm sure you have to go through some type of a process, but how rigorous could it be?
Hopefully
not as rigorous as some other things.
I mean, a tank can go through. You can go through anything. Jeez.
I love it.
Yeah.
Chaos at its finest.
Yeah.
Our good friend Matt Fontana with some research. The Pro Football Writers of America, the Defensive Player of the Year, was also named the AP Defensive Player of the Year. Only once in the past 10 seasons have they differed. Basically, like whoever gets named the one award eventually wins the AP Defensive Player.
90% is not 100%.
2017, Calais Campbell, Aaron Donald. That's it. Only one. I like his odds.
I like the odds.
I like his odds,
no,
kids.
I like the odds.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm pro the odds.
All right. Little whip around, kids.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I've been bouncing to the tunes.
Question number one, what's the best way to fix the fumble out of the end zone rule?
Is eliminate it. Here, answer. The fumble ball goes back to the spot at which possession was lost.
I don't understand why people can make
and
this
and whatever arc. Down it was
right.
is the down.
That's it.
The end.
Full stop.
Wow.
I said, people, it's not punitive enough for a fumble. I'm like, well, wait a second. The fumble still occurred. The defense has a chance to recover.
And they
recover
not.
It, they get the ball.
And they
did not. So just like if you fumble it out of bounds, offense fumbles out of bounds, it's there.
If you fumbled it at the six and it went out of bounds at the one,
yeah,
you'd get the ball. Now, depending on what, you can't fumble. If you can't get, you'd probably go back to the six or whatever. Just because you fumble at the one and it goes out 5 yards in the end zone, why is it any different?
It's absurd. It's such an easy fix. I don't even understand why they haven't done it.
An incomplete pass that happens in the end zone doesn't just become an interception.
Be like if you throw a ball towards a defender and it hits them in the numbers, but they drop it. You don't all of a sudden give them the ball because you say, well, you should have caught it.
No.
It's nonsense.
It's the worst rule. By the way, we just fixed it.
Solved.
You're welcome.
Question.
That would be, honest to goodness, if I was ever asked to, replace Big Raj, that would be the first thing that I would do. That would be my first order of business is to fix that rule.
Yeah. Question number two on the way.
Without
around.
That rule, there's a good chance the Bucks don't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who's the better head coaching candidate? Texans OC Bobby Slowick or Lions OC Ben Johnson? This is prior to our conversation, obviously.
Everything I've heard about Johnson is electric. Slowick's right off the Shanahan entry. He's great. I don't know.
It's the old Pete Carmichael conversation.
Pete.
Remember him?
Yeah.
From the Saints.
Why has Pete Carmichael not been a head coach? He's been his right-hand man the whole time, like brilliant offensive mind. What's the problem? And then you go, oh.
You watch 1 second of a press.
I see. That's why.
Well, the question here is, what are they like in the room?
Which we don't know.
We don't know.
Fact or fiction? Stephon Diggs will be a Buffalo Bill in week one of next season.
Fiction.
Fiction. I think he might retire.
Really?
Might just pull a surprise retirement.
What's his contract? What's
they left? Owe him like 27 next year. Jeez.
But what? Hold on.
Yeah. He's not leaving.
I think that's what the number
He's
is.
He's not leaving.
Oh, I don't think it's guaranteed. I think we're through that part.
Yeah, hold on. I'm pulling it up right now. All right, Stephon Diggs. Are we going to Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, maybe not.
There we are. Here we go. 2024. No, he's got to play. Post June 1st cut would save them $20 million. He'd still get $8.8 million. So they could get out of it.
You're gonna pay him $8 million to go away?
You could.
Unless he forces his way out, but who wants that salary?
Yeah. His 2024 salary is guaranteed for injury. Will be fully guaranteed at the start of the cap year. We'll see. That'll be interesting.
This was interesting. I totally stole this from Adam Schein over at NFL.com. Fact or fiction, that was the Bills' worst loss to the Chiefs yet in their history versus one another.
Fact. Total.
Total fact.
I think it's
it was
not the Mahomes comeback with 15 seconds.
No, that's in home. That's in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City. And the Mahomes comeback, they don't win it. Like, they lose it in overtime on a coin flip. All of that sucks. But, like, this was at home. This is what feels like the end of the window. I think this is the most painful Buffalo loss since the Norwood miss.
It's a hot take.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
I think it's that bad.
Which defense do you trust more? The Chiefs' defense to stop Lamar Jackson or the Ravens' defense to stop one Patrick Mahomes?
Chiefs. Mahomes is out. Mahomes is like 11 touchdowns, no picks in the interception in the postseason.
I mean, you could argue
Patrick Mahomes as like he has NFL records for most passing yards, postseason game average, most touchdowns. No, he's if they lose, it ain't good. He's not going to play bad. It'll be their defense can't stop Lamar enough. So
here's what I would say. I trust right now the Ravens defense more than I trust the Chiefs defense, even though our buddy Chris Rose is a big fan of the Chiefs defense and where they could take the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Boy, can he. He'll join us at 2:30.
I know. I can't wait. Already back in Cali.
Yeah.
Do you blame him?
No.
So he probably first flight out.
7 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
I was talking to him at 11:50 here, so 8:50 there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Crushed it.
I trust Lamar more than I trust Mahomes more than I trust Lamar, but I trust the Ravens defense more than I trust the Chiefs defense, especially if Willie Gay is out. We need to see how healthy they are.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess I would have to pick ultimately the Chiefs defense to stop Lamar Jackson.
Are you going to go against Mahomes is the question.
No.
And after what happened last weekend with you two?
I'm not.
Yep. Bo's not.
I'm seeing enough.
It's fascinating. Like, do they have enough in the gas tank to get him to Vegas?
Yeah. The Chiefs?
Yeah.
They got him. That's it. That's all you need. His postseason stuff is crazy. Crazy. And they're, I'm telling you, something changed in that Raiders loss. They've been better since.
Yep.
Since that Raiders loss, they have been better.
Yes.
But his
that loss was
that
crazy.
Woke him up. I don't know what it was. It woke him up. No, he's on another level.
On the NFC Championship side, by the way, coming up later this week, Tim Twentyman from Lions.com, tomorrow from the Lions. To preview their side of things, Omar Ruiz, embedded with the 49ers, joins us
our
on
guy.
Friday.
Our guy, nice.
NFC Championship game. Which running back has to have a better game for their team to win? Christian McCaffrey or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, without question. If McCaffrey doesn't have a great game, I don't know if they do. I think it's tough. Yeah. But I think the Lions could rely on Montgomery a little bit, and they can spin it around.
McCaffrey is the most important engine to their offense as just like a one guy, even though they have a lot of stars there, whereas Gibbs is one of the pieces. I don't think he's the most important.
This is Mahomes in 16 postseason games so far in his career. He is 13-3, 67% completions, 4,561 yards, 38 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Jeez.
That's his postseason career.
You say 38 and 7?
38 touchdowns, 7 picks.
And how many?
16 games, so it's like an NFL
full
season.
How many yards?
45-61.
That's good. What's his rating?
The rating is... Where the hell did they put rating on this? 106.7.
So, lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady, lost to Burrow in an AFC Championship game.
And Brady in an AFC Championship.
Oh, Brady. With
5 years
Patriots.
Ago, 2019.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft Day.
Yeah, that was it. It's crazy.
Final whip question. Mike Greenberg and Jeff Saturday on ESPN's Get Up this morning.
All right.
Said Dak Prescott should request a trade from the Cowboys because they haven't had his back. Since the season ended, he's taken all the blame for that game. Continues to. The team hasn't really stepped up or said anything. They think Dak should request a trade. He's that powerful in Dallas.
Mr. Z.
Where would the best fit be for Dak?
All of the people who were plugged into that situation say that the reason Mike McCarthy is still the head coach of the Cowboys is because Dak Prescott wanted him to be the head coach of the Cowboys? Huge, right? So, what do you mean they're not giving you?
They said, who do you want to be your coach?
That's who's going to be the coach.
Here's how this happens.
Talk to me.
It's a Wednesday morning at the Seaport Studios,
and we got to say,
and they say
crazy.
We got it. We have got. Look, the championship games are set,
but there's no availability till Wednesday.
What are our A1 topics? What are our NFL? Okay, but then what's the A1 team? Cowboys. Do you think we could say like, man, maybe Dak should demand a trade? Yes, I can say that. In fact, you refute it, and then we'll argue about it. Perfect. Let's lead with that. That's how it happens. That's not plausible in any way. It's just nonsense. Can you imagine, like, asking to be traded out of Dallas?
Number one, no. Number two, but to make it sound like it's because they haven't had his back, he literally said, I want McCarthy here.
Yeah.
I like working with him. They're like, okay, fine.
Fine, we'll keep him. And they're going to give him $260 million.
I mean, that's literally
the soundbite. What more power do you have in an organization than that as a quarterback?
Ocho played for us.
Come on. Come on.
There are people. There are so many people I've never seen before.
I walked in here today. There were three people walked by I'd never seen. One of the three. Mm. Thank God Swag's running around.
Mm-mm. Running a business.
That's
running
the CBD business. Whip for a first Friday.
There you go, kids. There you go. We will go around the NFL coming up next. Chris Rose coming up in 15 minutes. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And congratulations to our 2023 Browns Fan of the Year, Kathy Erb. Kathy, retired elementary school PE teacher, surprised with a tour of our facility. She met Joel Batonio, Joe Thomas, Z, Stones. Excited to send Kathy to the Super Bowl. She represents the Browns for a chance to be named the NFL's Ultimate Fan of the Year. Head to clevelandbrowns.com/fan of the year 2024 to learn more.
We have news.
Go.
The Browns.
Would you stop right
have
now?
Have signed kicker Lucas Haberschick. To a reserve futures contract.
Yeah, he was with us, and then remember the Rams signed him off of our practice squad.
No, I don't remember anything about this guy.
He went to the University of Arizona, big leg. Rams signed him off of our practice squad. He went.
University of Arizona, big leg.
True.
Mr. Pac-12.
Very true.
I believe you. I'm just saying. I think it's amazing that it all lined out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Pac-12.
9 games for the Rams, connected on 15 of 20 field goals, 75%, not great. 19-22 PATs, but obviously a young, talented guy. I think they ended up getting rid of him for Mason Crosby, I want to say.
All right.
Who came back and didn't he doink one against like the Giants or something? I don't know.
There you go.
Big leg, Arizona. Breaking news. Gibbe.
That's funny. Oh, very good.
That's not even reportedly. That's the real, folks.
The Wolverine has offered Jim Harbaugh an offer to become the highest paid coach in college football. I think this is just saving face. He's still in Los Angeles.
So that's you're getting this from a more
Wolverine.com. So yeah.
This guy is on it then.
He was on it. The Wolverine.com had it. It's an on3 site. So they're a little loose sometimes with their facts. But look, this by the way, I don't know that this is scoop or breaking. He has had a contract offer to be the highest paid coach in college football since the end of October. That's been the case. Now, I suppose he was going to be the highest paid coach in the Big Ten, but that was because Saban was still at Alabama.
Yes.
Saban's not at Alabama anymore. So, yeah, I imagine he would be the highest paid coach in college football if he signs an extension with Michigan. But guess what? He's still in Los Angeles because he wants to coach the Chargers. Speaking of, some news around the league. The Raiders are hiring former Chargers general manager Tom Telesco as their general manager. Telesco was fired after the Chargers' Thursday night 63-21 loss. This is John Carroll on John Carroll crime, isn't it? Because the former general manager of the Raiders went to John Carroll.
Yes.
And Telesco went to John Carroll. I believe I have that right.
Yes. Sure.
What are they doing over there? That I guess Pode's about it. Like, he's connected. What do they do? Look at this.
John Carroll, 91-94. Tom Telesco.
Yeah, and then the guy that he's replacing was, too. He's unbelievable. He's ready. He's ready for his spot in Jackson Hole.
Yes.
All right, there you go. The Eagles are interviewing Cliff Kingsbury for the vacant offensive coordinator job. Peter King, by the way, said that Kingsbury was interviewing in Pittsburgh for their job.
So there's something going there. He's got another interview. I'm trying to find it right now.
Peter King was on radio in Pittsburgh yesterday and said that Cliff Kingsbury was interviewing for the Steelers opening.
Interesting.
The only way you would do that is if you were getting Fields. Like, why would you Why do you need to? What's he going to do with those? With those that group of bozos?
Yeah, nothing.
The Raiders are scheduling an interview.
Getting Fields talk.
He's already interviewed with the Bears and the Eagles.
Yeah. By the way, Telesco is the one who kind of brought AB into the mix. AB talked about him in the
That's right.
In his presser.
Yeah.
I don't.
Kingsbury's not going to the Eagles. Like this, what he wants. He's the screen pass king of Chicago.
So then, why let him go to the Steelers?
Why is this guy getting chances like this?
Charismatic and handsome. You can scoff, but that's all it is.
I don't know why he wants to do anything. Has he made enough money? Go
he
live
has
in that sweet
Texas
place in
Tech
Arizona.
Money. He's got Cardinals money.
Yep.
Like, he spent the last year living in Manhattan Beach. Like, and you're gonna, and you want to go drink, pour, sip, suck back some Iron Cities. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Why would you
smell like hot dog water?
Yeah,
gross.
Come on. Eat that ridiculous Permane stuff with 60 layers of garbage.
All right, just on his.
That stuff sucks.
Just on his.
I mean, honestly. Somebody told you got to.
Tell me how you really feel.
Oh, yeah, you got to. We were in Pittsburgh for a baseball game. Oh, yeah, you got to go
to
Permane.
You
got to
get
Permane Brothers. So it's like soggy fries, coleslaw, an unidentified type of meat, sauce, and really thick bread. Awful. Awful.
You have to. It's late at night only, by the
way. You know what happens, though? Because that's what I was told, too, and that's what I did. That didn't work out very well on the way home. I'll just tell you that.
Probably not.
Did not work out well. Awful.
All right. 2019, he signed a four-year, $22 million contract with the Arizona Cardinals. So 19, 20, 21, 22. So $22 million. 22, he signs a five-year extension with Arizona. So that would take him through 23, 24, 25, 26. 27.
Yeah.
Or 26, one of the two. He probably wasn't signing for less than that.
No.
So if those were 5 points, and that's all, you get all that.
He's getting every penny. And he also had money still left over from the Texas Tech gig. They fired him. He still had money from there.
So we're talking about he's made 60-plus million
since
2019.
Go live, dude.
Wants to go,
slog
through.
Go live.
Come on, man. That's crazy.
Craziness.
I would just do like. Just work in the places you want to live.
Well, he has.
If you want to work
so
bad.
His setup is already elite.
Well, he passed on that. He moved out to. He's out at Manhattan Beach last year because he was at USC. That. He was on their staff. Crazy. The NFL announced the officiating crew for the Super Bowl. Veteran referee Bill Vinovich will lead the officiating crew for the Super Bowl next month in Vegas.
Just don't
screw
it up. This
will be his third time working the Super Bowl. I did see one specific thing with Bill Vinovich. Unders thrive.
I saw some for the AFC championship game crew that crew, the visiting team wins more with that crew than any other team, than any other crew.
Again, just one more thing for Mahome.
Yep.
All right, Chris Rose coming up next. You'll see Cleveland Browns Daily 850 ESPN with Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Be sure to check out the Cleveland Browns social media channels daily to play the Browns digital scratch-up game for your chance to win club seats and other great prizes. Presented by the Ohio Lottery, the official lottery of your Cleveland Browns, and now joined on the Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea Hotline, great friend of the program. One of the voices of the Cleveland Browns this year, the great Chris Rose, NFL Network host, and he was on stage with you last night. Isn't air travel amazing, Chris? You're back home, right?
Back home. Been home for hours.
It was so fast. Our gate was not available. Typical L.A. sort of story. And then once it became available, we got here so fast. I mean, I had to sit and wait at the airport for 20 minutes before Michelle got here. It was crazy. I could not believe how fast we made it. Good job, pilot.
Too efficient. It's great. It's great.
Chris, we were having a discussion off the top of the show about the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards last night, which you were a part of. You and Z were presenters at the end. What was the moment of the year?
I think they got it right in terms of the Thursday night. I mean, that
was that it? Because I don't know that was it.
So I had said earlier when I went home last night, Miss K asked me and Bo asked me here, you know, so what was the moment of the year? And I said, I'm not entirely sure because there were no nominees. There was just a video, and that video included clips of the Browns beating the Steelers, clips of the Browns beating the Cardinals, yeah, the Bears. It was a montage of a variety of things. I think it was
Thursday
centered
night.
On Thursday night, but it was not exclusively a Thursday night video.
That's true. It was not exclusively, but I would. So I'm just trying to pinpoint it. I would go with Thursday. Thursday against the Jets is the way I would nail it down. I think. Now you got me confused.
That is the correct answer. I think that's the correct answer. We just weren't sure if Thursday was awarded or if it was more of a.
It was never announced.
Full season of moments.
It wasn't like.
And it is the Thursday night. Like you go to the Academy Awards, you're going to get a best picture.
Yeah.
And it's finite.
No,
it doesn't feel like that's what happened.
There was no announcement of the winner, and then the next thing we knew, Joel Bitonio was coming out. Right? When you say that's fair?
Yeah. Yes. So that so either the video montage should have been all Thursday night, or we should have covered the entire season play-by-play.
I like
broken
that.
Down the entire
I like that.
While on stage.
Bitonio is
ready to leave.
Yes, but you and Joel were talking about. Joel was hoping that it was going to be, you know, a clip of like a nice 5-yard run where he pulled around and gave a nice block.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. But, good seal block. There you go. Here's your reward for a good seal block.
Moment of the year. Moment of the year. Oh man, poor Joel. He had a bum. He had a bum wheel, as we talked about earlier. But he also did. You notice he had a splint on the middle finger of his left hand that kept his middle finger extended at all times.
When That's a guy amazing. Like that is, you know, he was drafted in 2014, so he's done this a decade now.
Yeah.
When was the last time he felt normal? Like, I don't know, maybe when he was 8?
Yeah, yeah. Probably before he played college football, honestly. Yeah.
It's probably been a while. And so it's a mentality that I think most of us will never, ever quite understand, but appreciate the heck out of it. So I always think about that stuff when I see these guys in the offseason.
No doubt.
I think that's why a guy like the Hoff drops all the weight, and all of a sudden he's like, my God, I can do anything. I can be at Titan games. I'll do that. I'll go coach. I'll hunt Ibex in Spain. I'll do anything I want now because all of a sudden you don't have any of that restriction, right? You see that with a lot of guys now where they peel the weight pretty quickly. So I think that all lines out. We've had a couple of weeks now, buddy, since this thing came to a conclusion. As you look back on the season, and you were a part of it, a big part of it, obviously, calling a number of games, how do you put this season, which had kind of everything in it, into perspective?
Nathan and I were talking about it a little bit last night. Like, this team, if you just look at it from 30,000 feet, had no business being in the playoffs. Zero. Right. I mean, no team starts 5 different quarterbacks and makes the playoffs. No team on top of that leads the league in turnovers and starts 5 quarterbacks and makes the playoffs. That's just not a recipe that you see. So I think that although everybody's disappointed with how it finished, and, you know, we're at a level, this is the NFL, this isn't kindergarten at recess where everybody gets a participation trophy. Like, their goal is to win the Super Bowl, right? And when you don't do that, as a fan base, you're like, oh, season kind of sucks or whatever. I don't feel that way at all. I thought it gave us so many amazing moments as fans that I could appreciate it. And it, you know, it means that you can get excited that if certain guys can return to health and we can keep certain guys on the roster, that this is going to be a really competitive team for the foreseeable future. Does a lot of it hinge on Deshaun Watson continuing to make steps forward as a Cleveland Brown? Absolutely. You know, particularly with his cap number going up. We understand that. But as far as what we saw this year, I would hope that every Browns fan can take something away from this year and be like, it really made me like feel great as a fan of the Brown and Orange.
It was a great year. It was a very special year. It was a fun ride. We got to enjoy a lot of, you know, great moments. And it was cool. I thought last night was a pretty cool thing. And it was my first year going to it at Rocket Mortgage. What did you think of kind of just the event last night? And then obviously the reactions that I think, you know, you and I got, and certainly Joel, from this crowd, that I think they feel the way. I think people are kind of over the bitterness or the anger or the sadness or the variety of emotions over that loss. I think people really are kind of celebrating that This is the most fun the Cleveland Browns have been in a long, long time. And I know that in 2020 they were very good and went to the playoffs and all that, but COVID, I think, changes everybody's perspective on that year.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. I mean, this, like I said, you were at the stadium that Thursday night. I was just beaming with pride, you know, watching it with my family. We were so excited and so happy with, you know, making the playoffs and just, I don't know, man. There's nothing like it when your team then has a chance to do something and you're the only game that is playing at that particular time. And I remember, like, on Tuesday of that week before the Texans game, I was like, oh, my God, I have to wait 4 more days to watch. And it kind of turned me back into my 15-year-old self, you know, in 1986, when it was really the first time in my life where the team was magical. I mean, I suppose 1980 with the cardiac kids, that was incredible. But then I got, you know, a little more wise. I'd been to more games. And then by 86, I was like, oh, my God, they were really going to have a chance. And, like, the rest of your life just stops. And there's nothing better as a Cleveland sports fan when everything else fails in comparison. And you're just counting down the hours. You're like, you're so happy you just slept 7 or 8 hours, because that means we're 7 or 8 hours closer to being ready for kickoff of a playoff game. And that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And we've seen that play out in a franchise, honestly, where there's a lot of similarities in Detroit. Yeah. I just think it's amazing how cool that is. The Aiden Hutchinson moment on Sunday, where he's just staring around a full house bonanza, places going nuts, to think, like, they waited 32 years and now they get not one, they get 2 home playoff games. They won them both. And now they're in the NFC Championship game for just the second time since the 1950s, for crying out loud. Can you look at them and be happy for them, Chris? And what have you made of that run?
Totally. I mean, how can you not be happy for them? I think everybody, when Dan Campbell had his initial press conference, everybody was like, oh, my God, what did they just hire? And it has been incredible what he and Brad Holmes have built there. It really is incredible. Like, everybody else in the rest of the league should be taking notes on, or maybe taking their scouting director, because they have just nailed the draft the last 3 years. And that has been kind of the bedrock of their foundation here, that's going to have a chance to make their first ever Super Bowl appearance. Will it hurt a little bit for Cleveland fans if they get there before we do this Sunday? Yeah, it is. It doesn't mean that we should be jealous or anything. It just means that we got to get a little bit better. And, you know, but I was thrilled for my friends that are Lions fans. Maurice Jones-Drew, who, when he's not staring at me on the set, also moonlights as the Rams analyst. And they had, obviously, the first-round playoff game up there. And he came back and he was like, that place was impressive. It was just rocking. So it seemed great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The M&M intro, the whole thing. By the way, do you know that we're talking to, in addition to one of the finest human beings on the planet, a legend who was recently included in a Jimmy Kimmel monologue?
I missed this. When did this happen?
Oh, baby.
Oh, come on, Bo.
Come on.
You
don't know it?
No.
You've been living under a rock?
I have. I got it's just sad.
Three kids. Sad. Yeah, you should be.
Chris, I feel terrible.
Chris provided for me.
Okay.
The night that we were eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
I got into my car. You know, it was a forlorn moment, I think is a fair way to say. And one of the first things that came up on my feed was Chris having a conversation with Maurice Jones-Drew about the Chiefs and their ability to make a run in the playoffs. And it provided great moment of levity.
Yes.
And in fact, you've seen it. Yes, of course. And it made it into Kimmel's monologue.
So I saw it independently. Chris. I didn't see it on Kimmel. I saw it
separate. You saw it real.
I saw it
Kimmel
real.
After
Kimmel
the fact.
Kimmel found it and then.
Yes.
Well,
that was pretty big. Is that the first time you've ever, you're a very accomplished man, but a Kimmel monologue, it feels pretty legit, pretty solid.
Yeah, I think that's probably, my guess is that we haven't made the Seth Meyers show or the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So I imagine as far as late night opportunities go, hey, guys, just misspeak and have your analyst stare through you. Like, and you're like, oh, man, if I had just said with, or if I had just said defense, everything would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But instead, we're trying to shorten things. You know, brevity is I try to be brief on those shows.
Listen,
that one got me.
The dude, Big Lebowski, Jeffrey Lebowski, he said, he's not into that whole, you know,
brevity thing.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Sometimes you got to be careful with a little brevity. I think what we should do, though, is have an award show, and we'll give a best moment in Chris Rose's career award, and we'll have a video montage of many moments, and then we won't say which moment it actually is, and then make your own, it's like jump to your own conclusions, a jump to conclusions,
I like
that. Matt. Yeah. And I might pick
That's
that
true.
One. For him. Yeah.
Yeah.
What
I
do
think,
you,
well, it'll be a very brief video if we're talking about the
erroneous. No.
Oh my goodness!
No,
there are so many moments.
What are you? Yeah. Which of these two games Sunday are you most interested in?
I mean, more interested. I do.
Come on, we have no interest in the AFC game. NFC, let's go.
I have a ton of interest in both games. Because sure. I will be, fortunately, at Super Bowl 58 on the field. It's the best 2 hours on our network all year, and I'm the lucky guy that gets to host it.
So cool.
I'm not saying I'm worried about the Chiefs, because the Ravens have blown out a lot of good teams this year, a lot, including both teams that are playing in the NFC title game. I think the Chiefs have to be really, really careful, and I think that Joe Tooney injury is going to hurt them a lot if he can't go. I mean, because Justin Madubuike was as good an interior defender as there was this year in the NFL. And we know what Michael McDonald can do defensively. They can put a lot of pressure on you. But I'll be fascinated to see what Patrick Mahomes can do against them. So I'm super excited about both games. If I were a Niners fan, I'd be worried with the way that both of their lines, I felt, like got manhandled by the Packers.
Yeah, by the Packers.
And I think that the Lions' offensive line is better than the Packers. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting. With that being said, I do have both home teams, but what the hell do I know?
All right. Niners and Ravens Super Bowl, a rematch of the New Orleans Super Bowl when Bo Bishop was attendance. I was working pregame.
It's terrifying.
I worked the whole week for
CBS.
Were you
at that one, Chris, when the lights went out?
So that was my first Super Bowl with NFL Network. And so we're down there in the dome, which is kind of dark and dreary anyway.
Yeah.
And then it got really dark. And when that happened, we have our little green room. It was like under the stands. It was kind of like this makeshift area that was like next to some janitorial closet or something. It was really weird. So it goes pitch black.
Yep.
And I grabbed my backpack, and I was like, all right, guys, I'll see you later. I ain't sitting around here trying to figure out what's going on here. Because what the hell did I know what it could be, right? So I start walking out. I'm leaving. This is the 2012 season. Who do I run into but my old teammate on the Best Damn Sports Show, period, Tom Arnold, who I hadn't seen in years. I run face-to-face into him. He's like, hey, where are you going, buddy? I was like, I'm getting out of here because like,
anywhere but here.
And I don't know what's going on. He goes to my face. I can't say exactly what he said, but basically, he said, "You know what, Rose? You always were a you know. You can figure it out."
It was terrifying. I was in the stands because the press box is for those.
You'd have been running out of there with.
I would have been right with Chris. You're so far up because it's third deck or whatever it is at the Superdome. The auxiliary press. It was way up. And you're stuck.
Stuck.
It was
Tom Arnold would have sat in judgment of you.
He would have. Yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a crud. Leave Chris alone.
Yeah.
What was your? Oh, can I just? I do.
Tommy, good to see you again.
What was your plan, though?
What divorce are you? Yeah.
Was your plan to just find a way out of the building, and then you'd figure it out once you got to the outside?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If I had left. And the doors had locked behind me. Not sure what my plan would have been after that. So I didn't have much of a plan. I just wanted to be the first one closest to the door.
In the event that it got crazy, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, because, you know, it's always the slowest kid that gets eaten in the, you know, those terrifying movies or whatever.
Right, yeah, that's horror movies, yeah.
I had to make sure I was giving myself a fighting chance.
Chris, thanks for your time, buddy.
The best.
Always agreed. Always fun catching
so
up.
So great hanging out last night.
And you guys got to hang last night.
It was great.
It was awesome. It was always good. But I need 30 seconds here. I'm dying to know what, like, Buckeye fans have been saying since Michigan won that whole thing.
Well, they spent about $27 million on player acquisitions in the last month. So that's what they were thinking. It's probably the best thing that happened to the Ohio State Collectives, my friend, was Michigan winning the national title. They were all of a sudden the coffers are full. And so, I mean, honestly, they have the best roster in college football next year. It's a ridiculous roster. So that they went
they should
to work.
Win it. Yep.
They went to work is what they did.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Fair I appreciate enough. The explanation.
My pleasure, buddy. The great Chris Rose.
All right, boys.
All right.
The joining on the Twisted Tea Hotline. Best Damn was awesome.
So good.
Such a good show. So we've had him on a lot, and obviously we're very familiar with him, and you did games with him, and I know we're up against it, but like that show was awesome. It was a great show.
Come on, Irv.
Yeah.
So when we were
Tom Arnold,
when he
Irv,
was
Dibble,
Spider
Carissa,
Sally.
Yeah.
When we went to his house while we were out in L.A., at one portion of the night, we just were in his very cool like man cave theater sports watching room, and we're just like. I was like, me and Novak, and you know, we were like, we need some Best Damn stories.
Yeah.
And he started giving us some, I just dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cast.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So much more to come. You'll see Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Point by Gibbett there.
He's full of them
full
today.
He's hot today. Real hot.
Yeah. A lot of fastballs.
Smoke.
That's it. There you go. That's a show.
I was very pleased with it.
I hope
the audience was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Shout out to Miss K. Had a big presentation today. Apparently crushed it. Shout out. Proud of you, baby.
Not surprised. Tremendous machine. All right. We've got the next level coming up next, kids. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.